there are some other things in here. If not, this kind of brainwash and this kind of taking power and rotting the society would have eliminated everything. There is something else. That something else, you know, is very difficult to talk about because it's beyond the logic. He wants to talk about beyond the logic. He will say, okay, beyond the logic is this. Look at this guy, his vizier, his prime minister. He's who? He looks like that guy they promised us to come and take all the bad guys to hell. You remember him? Just before Messiah arrives, in each Semite religion it has another name. Everybody is waiting for someone to come, the Savior, right? But always before the Savior, there is the Doom Day. And for that Doom Day, a nasty guy will come down and somehow everybody will follow him to hell. In every religion you could find the equivalent of this one. In Islamic one is Dajjal. Dajjal is a guy who is riding a what? Donkey. The same donkey that Jesus should ride. This is the fake Jesus. This is the fake Savior.
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist, something like that. This Dajjal has some tricks in his sleeve. They all do. First of all, every single hair of this donkey will play a tune. Easy. Why? Abstraction. Music is abstraction. Is the outer limit of thinking. Because you don't think the music, but music sinks in you. In your mind. And it will sink in developed mind. More developed your brain, better you absorb the music and will express ourselves by music in the most abstract form. And that guy is not understandable. And he's taking away who? The stupid ones will follow him, right? So, he brought the music. What else they need? Sweet. And sweet in that religion is date. So this donkey will provide even the date. Of course from the end side, but it's a date. And some people will follow that date. This is that job. He talked about it because it should be very loud, lonely. Remember, this is the one that influenced the public, the general public, And in Arab language carries both meanings, public and the vulgars. Because the good one are the exceptions, the rest will be avam. Avam nas means the ignorant people. These ignorant fellows, they wanted the music and some date. Maybe in both English meaning of date. Anyhow. He says, look at this guy, his head is exactly like the head of that damned, Malhun is damned, Dajjal. او به صد دجال یک چشم لعین ای خدا فریاد رس نعمل مهین. Suddenly the second part of the verse is not talking to you. Again, is Rumi praying, oh God. And he will go on in this praying, explaining something to God. Look at the way he put everything. He will say, oh my God, there are myriad of snares and baits, because we are hunted and we hunt, and there is so many different problems waiting for us. We are saved from one, then there is another one, and there is another one. You will save us from one, and we go to another one. What is this about? The first one was understandable, explaining the process of life, that, okay, that's a step-by-step challenge. Each step has its own challenge. So we go from one to another one. Then you would realize that no, here there are two things happening. A good thing to be saved, and a bad thing to go to the next one. How should we divide this share? You tell me. Oh my God.
I'm not sure.
Please write it down somewhere. Always be divided illogically. Always. Because we don't like that logic very much. We do it illogically. How could we do it illogically? You tell me.
Spontaneous.
It's so simple. This young fellow knows it, 6-year-old boy. Logically, we should divide it like this. Good part for me, bad part for no matter who. This is logically done, right? Here we do it illogically, because lovingly is illogic. All the credit goes to beloved. All the sins are mine. Please write it down and remember it, because this is the most important thing. This is a key of thinking like Rumi. Because you should think like a lover. Anybody knows why? Rabbi, why should we think like a lover?
Only love can describe.
Only a lover is a happy fellow. This book is started with the key to the happiness. Remember? He said, listen to this story. This is what we have in our heart. Right? And he said, there is only one happiest state of being. Being in love. Be a lover. So, what shall you do? Could you switch and become a lover? Could it be done? But you could increase your chance. Because love is something which is coming from someone else we don't know. It will be given to us. It's a gift of God. The only thing to do for that is to make yourself a better candidate. We explain it in a very simple way. We said, we call all these our masters, actually. When they are teaching, we call them Saqi. Saqi is bartender. Because they give us the wine, actually. The essence of happiness, the essence of being drunk and feeling.
How do you pronounce it?
Saqi.
Saqi.
Yeah.
Because we've usually seen it spelled S-A-I-K, like Saqi.
Yes, but it's Saqi.
Saqi.
That's not off. That everyone is not my fault, it's his fault. Because when I pronounce it, it's not like he does it. Do it? Arabic?
Saqi.
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 See the difference? Persian is a little bit
softer.
Lighter, softer. Anyhow, we call them Saqi because they are serving this fantastic wine. What's your duty? To clean your pot. Because if you have a filthy one, do you dare to go to a good barman with a filthy glass and ask for a very good, fantastic wine? That's what it is. So, we learn the attitude of a lover, which is strangely illogical, because love is exactly opposite of the logic.